Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
What's going on, fantasy basketball fans? Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball. It's Waiver Wire Queen. Today, I'm going to give you some players that you should consider adding week 16 to help your team in fantasy basketball. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you enjoy listening to podcasts, check us out on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Let's jump right into it. Also, remember that I have previous videos and episodes out, which will help you as well throughout the week in fantasy basketball if you're looking for players to help your team. Ayo, guard with the Bulls, is on my list. He's at the top of my list. I talked about him last week, and to my surprise, he has actually jumped Kobe White in a starting lineup. Kobe White is coming off of the bench. Ayo, he brings energy. He plays better defense, and he's a player that you definitely should check for. Just understand that he is not first, second, or third when it comes to scoring options for the Bulls. You know, LaVine has returned. So you got LaVine, obviously. You got DeRozan, you know, and then you got Big Fella. So those three guys are going to eat first, and then Ayo should be able to help the team scoring, rebounding, assists, steals. The good thing about Ayo with his situation, he has opportunity. Again, Lonzo is out, and also Alex Caruso is out. And then you figure he was elevated over Kobe White. So that should tell you all you need to know. Let's take a quick look at his stats over the last few games, and then you kind of get an idea of what we truly are working with when it comes to Ayo. Y'all already know. Okay, so over the last few games, he's played fairly well. Again, there are going to be some nights where he's not going to score a lot of points because you figure you have players like LaVine and, again, DeRozan. Those are your two top dogs when it comes to scoring. But look, on the 24th, 24 points. And look at it. The minutes are there. Didn't play a lot of minutes against the Spurs. I mean, some nights it may happen. They may go with the hot hand. Kobe may have had a better night, so they deferred to him. But look at this, 15, 18. And when you look, it's not just the points when he's really playing at a high level. He's rebounding the ball. He's getting some assists. And then you also got to realize when he is not scoring, he's still doing other things like assists, steals, and rebounds as well. So he's definitely a player that should be able to help your team. And again, he is a player that I only look at when, as long as Lonzo is out. Once Lonzo returns, then he's not a player that I would keep on my team. So you have to monitor this situation closely. This is not a long-term solution. It's not a long-term ad, guys. This is a short-term ad, and you play him while he is hot. Once he fizzles out, then you move on immediately to the next best thing, because that's what we do out here in these fantasy basketball streets, y'all. Let's talk about Amir Kofi, who will continue to be on my list as long as he is under 50%. He is rostered in 42% of Yahoo League, y'all. And it's even lower in ESPN leagues. I mean, come on now. Pick this young man up. He has been playing extremely well. And you also got to realize Paul George may opt for surgery, which would most likely end his season. And again, Coffey is playing extremely well. You have some other players on the Clippers we thought would have stepped up and taken minutes away from him, but no, he is still playing at a high level. All right. If you are in a points-based league, he's getting between 15 and 17 fantasy points. And again, if Paul George decides to opt for surgery, then you already know he's a player that you should continue to check for. It looks like for me with the Clippers, they're going with the hot hand. And as long as he has a hot hand, he's going to play a lot of minutes, okay? Let's look at his numbers and see exactly what he is doing out here in the fantasy basketball world. Okay, so on the 25th against Washington, he had 29 points, 5 rebounds. Okay, so it's there. There's going to be those nights, yes, where he's off. But as you can see, for the most part, he's been extremely consistent. And again, he plays some defense, you know. He had the 4 steal game. So understand that he's going to do other things than just score. And again, this 17 minutes, he just really didn't get much. He only had 3 shots, so you couldn't expect much out of him. But for the most part, since he has been given the opportunity, he has played extremely well. And we go all the way back to January 1st is when the opportunities really started to come in for him. And he has been solid, and he's a player that to me should be rostered 70 to 80% and maybe even more, considering he's getting the minutes and he's producing. If he was getting the minutes and he was unable to produce, then you drop him. Again, if George decides to have surgery, that may end his season. And you already know that this young man is going to continue to have a role going forward with the Clippers. Let's talk about Patty Mills. That's right. Guard with BK, rostered in 51% of leagues. Opportunity. Again, a lot of these players have the opportunity to help us out and help themselves out, because when you're dealing with injuries, players in the protocol, load management, you already know that players are going to be called upon to play more minutes than what they are not used to playing. And with Mills, you know, he's the guy that you expect to come in, he's going to hit some threes. Well, you know, he's playing more because you have players like Kyrie, who's part-time, and then you have KD, who is out. And then you just look at the BK roster and you're like, yeah, I see why Mills is playing. And when you have someone like Brown, who has been wildly inconsistent this season, Mills has been consistent for the most part. Again, he's one of those shooters that I look at as he's streaky. He's gonna, when he's on, he's on. When he's off, he's off. He doesn't bring anything else but scoring. He's gonna score the ball. So if you're looking for a guard who can score the ball, Mills is your guy. Rostered again in 51% of leagues. He's averaging 13.7 points on the season and 16 over the last week. And again, keep in mind, he's simply going to score the ball. If you are looking for anything else other than scoring, he is not your guy. But if you are looking for a guard who is going to light it up every other night, then Mills is your guy. Let's look at what he's done over the last few games. So again, when we look at Mills, again, it's going to be up and down. And most of his points you're going to see is threes. He's a shooter, okay? 15 points, 21, 11, 17, 9, 21. Again, it's going to be up and down some nights. It's going to be a bit inconsistent. So you may get his high with 21 and you may get a low of 9 because he's just not hitting from the field. If he's not hitting threes, in my opinion, he's most likely not going to be a valuable asset for you. So this is for anyone who's looking for a guard who's going to score the ball and definitely with 3-point category. So if Mills is your guy, pick him up. you have a 50% chance of being able to add him to your roster. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, guys. Can't stress that enough. Let's talk about Hassan Whiteside, /center with the Utah Jazz. With Hassan Whiteside, you know, he's not playing a lot of minutes on the season. However, he is going to impact the game in a small amount of time, averaging 8.4 points, 7 rebounds, 1.3 blocks per game, and he's doing this barely playing a consistent 20 minutes per game season average. And you know, he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. So if you can find a center on waivers who's averaging 8 points, 7 rebounds, and they're barely playing 20 minutes, you pick him up because he's going to produce for your team. It doesn't have to be a long-term add. And with him, I don't look at him as a long-term add because he seems to be in and out of the lineup. And obviously, Rudy is the guy there. So he's going to be, you know, backing him up. But again, he definitely has some value as long as he can stay healthy. He's going to find some minutes, just not the minutes that you're expecting. Just imagine if he was playing at least 30 minutes per game. He would probably be averaging 15 and 12, you know. But nonetheless, rostered in 44% of leagues, and in a points-based league, he's going to get you between 20 and 22 points. I say he can help your team out in a points-based league or a categories-based league. If you're looking for a center to help your team one game, you know that with rebounds, he's going to rebound the ball. If nothing else, he's going to get you rebounds. You can get a quick 7 rebounds from him if you are struggling at the center spot. Check him out. And let's just do a little quick rundown of what he's done the last few games just to kind of get a feel for, you know, what he has done. So I'll tell you that over the last few games, he's only been back again. The biggest issue in him in and out of the lineup this season, when he is available and he plays a consistent amount of minutes, this guy produces. But again, you already know, availability is important, health as well. So over the last two games, 10 and 9, 16 and 11. So it's there. And then when you look back further and you think about some of the other stats he's produced in other games, 21 and 14, 7 and 7, 8 and 8. Again, he's going to flirt with double doubles. And some nights he's only pushing 19, 20 minutes a game. So if you can find that kind of production, even if it's in daily, if it's in DFS, guys, and you're looking for a center that's not going to cost you a lot and is going to get you a quick 25, maybe 30 fantasy points, Hassan Whiteside, as long as he's healthy, guys. Let's talk about Gabe Vincent. This is short-term value. Kyle Lowry is still out, y'all. That's right. I haven't hacked his name up. Yes. Anyways, Gabe is rostered right now in 15% of leagues. He's averaging between 16 and 18 fantasy points, and he averages 8.9 points per game. The last week, 11 points and a little over 6.5, almost 7 assists per game, which is really good. And again, opportunity is key. Again, I talked earlier this season about players given the opportunity because there were so many players in the protocol due to COVID. He was given an opportunity. He played very well. He's still being given an opportunity. And as long as he plays well, they're going to find some minutes for him. And he produces. And with Kyle Lowry out, you already know. You have to play him. And again, short-term situation. Once Lowry returns, he may have some value, but it's not going to be enough to where you're going to want to release a player who may have long-term value. So this, to me, is short-term value. Unless someone else is out of the lineup and he is able to get in there and play some minutes. Let's check out what he has done the last few games. He's been playing very well. Again, when you look, his minutes, 32, 21, 26, 36, 37, 31. The minutes are there. He's at least getting, I'll say, between 8 and 10 shots per game. So the last few games, he has been really good from threes. 7 out of 9, 3 out of 6, 2 out of 5, shooting lights out, okay? He does have a 1 for 6 game in there, but again, he has value as long as Kyle Lowry is out, and he's been out for the last few games. I believe it's about 5. So as long as Lowry is out, Gabe will continue to see minutes, and he will produce. He has played extremely well and deserves some playing time, and they're giving him the playing time because they could have easily went with someone else. But why go with someone else when this guy has been playing extremely well during some difficult times with other players being in and out of the lineup? You want to stick with the players who have been playing well, and Miami is a smart team. Let's talk about Luke Kennard. Shockingly, Luke Kennard is on my list, y'all. I never thought I would have him on my list, but I say with Kennard, he is so inconsistent. I typically stay away from him because it's just like hit or miss. He'll have a stretch where he's playing very well, then he'll fall off, then he'll do it all over again, and I don't have time for that, and I know you guys don't, and we don't want to waste our time, but we can't ignore that he has played well the last few games. So let's talk about what he has done so far this season. He's rostered in 39% of leagues, which means that is going up a bit because he is playing extremely well. Although he's averaging 12 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game, again, it's hit or miss with him. And when you have other players being more consistent like Coffey, and then Mann is starting to step up a little bit, you find Kennard in the doghouse, and then he was out for period of time as well. They traded for him, and I'm sure they envisioned him to have a more consistent role, but hasn't really panned out. Nonetheless, opportunity is there, okay? Paul George is out, you know, and then Kawhi is out, and then Batum is up and down. Man, again, although he's playing well right now, he's been up and down all season. I expected this to be a breakout season for Man. No. I think everybody expected this to be that season where Man just took it to the next level, but he's been a bit inconsistent. There has been opportunity for Kennard to produce, but unfortunately, he just has not been consistent. And when you are inconsistent, it's hard for someone to put a claim in for you. For me, it's hard. I don't like doing the ad drops every day. I'm not into that. I like to have a consistent group of players who I can rely on a nightly basis. And Kennard, he has been inconsistent, but for right now, he's playing very well. So we can't ignore that. We are looking for players in the short term. I look at him as a short-term ad, and I say that because, again, he has been inconsistent. So I'm just going off of what he has done so far in his career, and I expect, you know, him to play well and then have a stretch where he's inconsistent again. He can shoot the ball really well, but again, it's just been hit or miss, up and down, and inconsistent. Let's look at Kennard's stats and see what he's done over the last 2 games. 25 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 5 out of 8 from threes, 2 out of 3 from threes. He's doing a lot. He's done a lot over the last 2 games. And so he's one of those players that you just catch him while he's hot and then you move on from him. I say short-term solution, and that may just even be DFS because, again, with him, it's a pattern. And it's not a good long-term pattern. It's short-term, play well, then he goes into a slump or just really hasn't just been consistent. So again, I look at him as a short-term solution for us in fantasy basketball, unless he just proves us wrong and he goes on this tear for the rest of the season, which I don't envision. But right now, since he is playing well and showing us something, we got to take a look at him, guys. And so check him out. Check Kennard out. Let's talk about Matisse Thybulle. Woo! 2 points away from wire queen, y'all. I think I pronounced that name right. Y'all got to give me some credit on that one. That little clap. Yes. He is rostered in 40% of leagues. He plays the guard spot and the forward spot. And he's averaging between 18 and 20 fantasy points on a nightly basis. Again, with him, this is one of those ads where it's going to take a little bit of everything for him to get to the 18, 20 points. So he's going to score the ball, and it's not going to be a lot of points. He's going to get you some rebounds. It's going to get you some steals. He's going to get you some blocks. So he's one of those players to where his production is mainly going to come on the defensive side, and that's going to be with the steals and the blocks and then maybe some points here or there. I expected him to be a much better rebounder because he plays such good defense, but he only averages 2.5 rebounds per game. To me, that has to improve drastically, because then maybe, you know, he's a player you can look at on a more consistent basis since he is in the rotation, because his defense is really good. He plays great defense. When you play great defense, you got an opportunity. So let's look at Matisse and see what he has been doing for the Clippers this season and see if this aligns with what we are looking for. Because you know what? I look at him as a short-term player, one game, or DFS, a player whose salary is not going to be high. It's not going to cost you much. If you want to load up on your top guys, you can get a guy like him, and his salary is not going to be high at all. Let's just talk about, again, the last two games. Another one, you know, missing time. Everybody's missing time this year, you know, and last year. It is what it is. So the last two games, let's see. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. So you see, he's going to do a little bit of everything, and it's going to be at a low level. It's not going to be at a high level. And then night before, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 1 block. So you know that with him, he's going to do a little bit of everything, kind of like a stat stuffer on the lower scale, not at a high rate. So expect him to do a little bit of everything at a low rate, minimum, bare minimum. And again, with him, spot start. If you have a player who is scheduled to play a game and then last minute they are taking him out of the lineup, he may be able to help your team. Again, this is not a player that you look at long term. This is a player that you use in situations when you're desperate. But sometimes we are desperate. I tell you, every week, there is one day out of that week when you are playing an opponent and you're desperate because you're looking at the score and you may be down. And when you're looking at your roster, somebody's no longer available. You know, you expected them to play and then, oops, no, they're not playing. And he may be able to help you. You may win based on his production, whether that's 15, 20 points. You know, if you decide to look at him and say, oh, I don't think so, that may be the difference in you winning or losing. So if it's a points-based league, you're in the I need points business and you don't care how you get your points, you know. If it's a player that you would never look at, but he's capable of getting you what you need just for that night, then you add him. You know, you got to do what you got to do out here in these fantasy basketball streets. We adjust and we make moves to position ourselves to win. And that's what we do every week, y'all. I'm telling you, that's right. Dorian Finney-Smith, forward with the Mavs. Pick him up. He is one of the more consistent Mavs. And what I mean by consistent, he's going to get his minutes. And there's going to be those games where he's not going to produce at the level you're expecting. But for the most part, he is in the rotation. And he's a player who is low-key going to be able to help your team. In a points-based league, he's going to get you between 22 and 25 fantasy points. That is solid for a player who you're really looking at, like, I'm not expecting him to do much, okay? Rostered in 40% of leagues. He's averaging 10.3 points on a season, 4.8 rebounds, and 1.9 assists. Let's take a quick look at what he has been doing for us this year. Okay, so with him, again, he's not going to score a lot of points. He's going to do a little bit of everything as well. He's going to score some points, some rebounds. He's going to do a little bit of everything. But the key thing is he at least is going to play 25 minutes, and that's at minimum 25 minutes and even higher, most nights over 30. And that's what you want, a player who's getting the opportunity. And if he's producing, you pretty much want to add him in that lineup. Okay, so let's see. 8-2, 11-14, 17-10, you know. We look at him, he's going to be more within the 11-4, 11-5 range, which isn't bad when you add the fact that he's going to get some steals, assists as well. He's going to do a little bit of everything to get you what you need. And again, consistency is key. And he has been consistent in his minutes and his role with the Mavs. It's better to know the role and trust that this is a consistent role, and you already know that, hey, this player is going to be able to produce based on the fact that his role is defined, instead of a player you're just taking a chance on. You have no clue what to expect. That could be the difference between you winning and losing, all right? And again, we out here trying to win every game. We're winning every week, guys. That's what we're trying to do. That is the goal. A few other players you should check for: Caleb Martin, guard/forward with the Heat, rostered in 13% of leagues. Monty Morris is back, right? He is playing much better. You know, I think he was just needed to get back into the flow of things after being out from being in the protocol. So I'm expecting him to start producing like he was prior to being out. He's rostered in 47% of leagues. And also, Rajon Rondo is back from a hamstring. He can be a player you look at in a spot start, maybe DFS, if you're trying to load up at some other positions and then you're looking for someone who may get you a quick 15, 20 points. And the salary is not going to cost you much. Again, I envision Rondo to take on that Rubio role. But again, he has not been healthy enough to really fulfill that duty. But if he can get some health, and again, help as well, then expect him to start seeing more minutes, and then his production will increase. When you think of Rondo, you're thinking he's going to get you some rebounds, some assists, maybe some steals, and you know you're going to throw a sprinkle of little points in there, y'all. So definitely check out Rondo, and if nothing else, again, in DFS. Make sure you check out last week's episode. We have some great players we talked about, and a lot of those players are players you can consider adding this week as well. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and leave some comments on other content you want to hear. And if you enjoy listening to the podcast, you want to listen to the podcast when you're out and about, check us out on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Y'all have a great evening.
Thanks for listening to The Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.